Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So World Children's Day is on the 20th of November this year. And to mark it, the Ombudsman for Children is encouraging young people to speak out on what matters to them and what could be more important than feeling comfortable with your own identity. Catherine and Emer took part in Child Talks in 2020 and they are on the line now to tell the very different ways that their hair helped them find their identity. Catherine and Emer, you're very welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Catherine, I'll start with you. Can you explain to me what Child Talks is?
Well, Child Talks is basically like TED Talk almost, but for young people, it's a way for them to express a story or an idea or concept that means a lot to them and share that with the world and hopefully make a change.
Now, your story last year was about you, age 11, and it was really interesting. How did a family trip back then change your attitude to your own background?
I suppose it was because obviously, when you're at a young age, you have a lot of development and a lot of growth that you do, you know, around that preteen, early teenage years. So I suppose I was so insecure about how different I was. You know, my hair was very thick and curly and, you know, it was different. And the way I styled it was weird to all the other kids. So when I was surrounded by people who took pride in how their hair looked and, you know, the historical significance behind it, it really showed me that my culture is something to be proud of and something that I need to embrace. And I don't need to separate, you know, my African culture from being born and raised in Ireland. And I can, you know, mishmash them two together almost. So I suppose it was just a very liberating experience for me. And it just built up my confidence over the years. So it was good.
And why does your hair have such a significant part to this? I mean, why does the way your hair is braided, why does it mean so much to you?
I mean, well, first of all, it's a protective hairstyle almost. Obviously, African hair is very different to the hair that we're familiar with. So it helps take care of my hair, protect it, help it grow. And obviously, it does have a lot of historical significance. It was a messaging system back in the days when slavery was still a thing. So not only is it a way for me to keep my hair nice and healthy, but it also feels like I'm carrying my history along with me. And it's sort of a way for me to express my African heritage in my day-to-day Irish life. So, you know, it's just like showing me outwardly.
Yeah, and it's absolutely quite nice. And just talking about that, did it take you a while to embrace that part of yourself, you know, living in Ireland for so long and, you know, very much an Irish girl, but that part of your life, did it take a while to embrace it fully?
It did. It definitely did. I suppose because, I mean, Ireland is all I ever really knew. I was born and raised here. So it was only obviously when we got to that age where kids started becoming a bit more opinionated. I started noticing who's different and who's not. It was then when I started to think, oh, maybe this part of me is a problem. But, you know, after I'd done research, and of course, when I went on that trip, you know, I started to learn and I started to educate myself. And I think that's just, you know, human beings are afraid of things that they don't know. And I unfortunately felt guilty to that as well. And, you know, I just hope to continue to educate myself and educate others in hopes that we can become more comfortable in ourselves. So,
You said something really interesting there about when kids reach a certain age, they start to become more aware or opinionated, because I have a six-year-old at the moment and a three-year-old. And I mean, it makes no difference where you're from, what color your hair. No, she doesn't see it. She just doesn't see it. And I think you're right in a sense. It's only when that preteen kind of kicks in, people become more aware of differences. Do you have any idea why that happens?
I mean, well, I am planning on studying psychology, so I hope
I'll come back to you.
I can go into a bit more depth than that. I am only a kid, but you know, I do feel it's because we're starting around that age, you start to develop your own identity.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you just listen to what your parents say and you go to school and you come back and it's happy days, it's all sunshine and rainbows. But when you reach that age, you start gaining your own hobbies, you start differentiating yourself, you start meeting other people with your same interests, you know, you start forming your own cliques and you start meeting people and realizing, I like this, he likes that, she likes this, I like that. And it's like you start, it's at that age, even though you're not aware, you start subconsciously becoming your own person,
yeah.
Start making your own decisions. So I suppose, I assume it's at that age. And I think that's why I started to be self-conscious about this side of me that I was actually neglecting. And it was only when I recognized that, that I became more confident in my identity.
What would you say to any young person listening now who has a story they would like to tell?
I say go for it. It could be a concept, an idea, a spark, a thought, just something passionate about. You don't need to have anything fully fleshed out. They will help you on that along the way. Just go for it. Submit your application on the OCL website. Don't even think twice. Just do it. It's an amazing experience. The stuff you learn and the people you meet, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity that you should just go for 100%. I implore you, go for it.
You were just 11 back then. I mean, you're older now. What did the experience teach you about your identity?
I mean, back then, obviously, I was a lot more simple-minded. So yeah. I was just like, huh, I suppose this is actually good. But looking back on it in hindsight, as a teenager, I realized how big of an impact the environment around you can play into the growth of a child. And I, at the beginning, I was very hesitant to go on this trip because obviously I had this stigma surrounded my own culture, but I'm glad I actually went. And now that I'm learning from it, I encourage anyone who wants to learn more about their own culture or other people's cultures to do it. You know, not only does it increase tolerance and awareness of what other people need to go through or what other people need to do, but it also just opens your eyes to a world outside of what you know. And it's an incredible thing. And it's really helped me, you know, even further my own hobbies. I'm currently learning 4 languages, which is quite fun. So it's great. It's a great learning experience and you're learning all the time. And yeah, no, it's helped me develop my own character. So it's been great.
So is the Leave Insert coming up for you next year or this year?
It is. Oh. It is indeed next year. Yeah,
how you feeling? How you feeling about that?
It's definitely a bit daunting. You know, I have quite a big plan. I have a very set plan. I know where I want to be, how I want to get there. But obviously there are factors. You know, life always is a variable. It does what it wants and you just sort of need to go with it. So it sort of is scary. It's like I said, this story took place when I was in 5th or 6th class. So I wasn't even thinking about the Leaving Cert then. But now that I'm here, it's just a bit like, I did not expect this to happen so quickly. But I'm confident. I know where I want to be. I know the points that I want to get. And hopefully with diligence and hard work, I can achieve that. So I'm
optimistic. I'm optimistic for you. And I've only been speaking to you for 7 minutes. So I think you're going to do very, very well. Now, Emer, good morning. Your story involved your hair too, but in a very different way to Catherine. Can you explain how life was for you before you made a change?
So I had just transferred schools, which was very, very daunting. You know, I was going from I'm like mixed gender Gael Colosta to a Catholic all-girls school, and that's obviously a massive change. So I was quite lost in terms of, you know, I wasn't with my friends, I didn't know anybody in my new school, and it was like it was a very difficult change. So before I made that like big kind of decision to dye my hair, I was very lost like with myself and my own identity. But sure, then I made the change and I was able to kind of discover myself a bit more.
Let's talk about that. So what made you want to dye your hair pink?
So I was doing a school musical, and you know, for that school musical we were doing We Will Rock You, so it's all kind of, you know, rock themed and big kind of bold colors and bold outfit. And I had gotten like a spray dye for my hair just to kind of help with the costume, and I felt so much more confident when I had that in my hair. It was something just happened. I can't really explain it, but it was it was such a simple change that absolutely just changed even my own composure. And it was noticed by friends and stuff. I was just so much more confident, even like talking to people in my new school, and I was able to make friends through that show. And I, you know, I like to think that that is down to actually dyeing my hair and having been able to have that confidence from doing that.
So what was their reaction to you dyeing your hair? So were people drawn to you because of this confidence you were exuding, would you say?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, lots of people were kind of surprised when I just kind of showed up with pink hair one day. I hadn't told my parents I was doing it. They were a little bit surprised as well. But I think it was a good reaction. And I found myself so much easier like talking to people. So I guess people were drawn that way as well, because I was so much more chatty rather than the really quiet new girl that was there.
And how did you enjoy the school musical?
Oh, it was fantastic. I've always loved being in musicals, so it was a great experience.
Because I tell you something, Emer, that was the only thing that got me through school, was the school musicals. I was like,
yeah.
It got me out of class. It made you visible as well, because if you're not very sporty or, you know, into certain things that other kids are, and you kind of find your tribe with these bunch of people who like to sing and dance on the stage, and it's great for that, and it's really, really good way to get your confidence built, isn't it?
Definitely, it's fantastic. I've been doing them since I was young, so having the opportunity to do it at school was great.
Now listen to me, this year's theme is My Hopes for the Future. What would you like to do in your own future? Is a life on the stage for you, or is it something else? What do you think?
I'm taking a gap year at the moment. I just finished my leaving cert, so I'm kind of hoping to figure it out.
I love that. I love that. I think everybody should do it. What made you decide to take a gap year? Was it a break from study or just to figure out things?
So I was actually elected president of the second level students union. So I'm taking a gap year to work full time with them and representing students. But I guess after that, I'm hoping to maybe go into media studies with Irish language as well. So maybe a job with TG Cahir or someone like that would be really cool in the future.
How's your Irish?
I like to think it's good. I spent 4 years with Gaelcaithe, so it's definitely not what it used to be. But I'm trying my best to keep up at it.
Good on you. And I'm going to ask you, what would you say to a young listener who has a story to tell? What would you say?
Like Catherine said, just absolutely go for it. It is an opportunity that you will never forget, and certainly one that you won't regret either. The whole team at the Ombudsman for Children are so helpful and they're so kind. So you don't even have to have a story, even if it's just a concept or an idea, like Catherine said as well. They will help you develop that into the story that it could be, or the story that you want it to be. And it's absolutely incredible. So I would really encourage anyone to go for it.
Well, Emer and Catherine, you are both amazing young ladies. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. And if you would like to take part in Child Talks 2021, you can find out more details at the website for Ombudsman for Children, oco.ie. It is open to all kids under 18. You don't have to be part of a youth group or anything like that. So as Emer and Catherine said, get in touch if you have a story or a concept or an idea. It's good to talk. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.